Ottawa is brimming with art. There are galleries on every block of the Byward Market, and walking down Bank Street, you're never more than a stone's throw away from one. Many of them are government-funded, like the big museums and the National Gallery, but the majority are private, independent, and small, and businesses like any other. They need to sell art to stay alive.
My name is Jody Surette. I work for Gallery Saint-Laurent Plus Hill. I'm the director here. The gallery has been in operation for the last 36 years.
36 years is a long time for any small business. And Surette says it hasn't always been easy.
After the global economic turndown in the fall of 2008, it was very much like a tap was turned off for us. It is very difficult if you are going through lean times on a household financial basis to make the argument that art needs to be a priority.
Ottawa is a government town, which means a solid block of middle-class, university-educated citizens, the kind of people who buy art. But there's a downside to that, too.
Right now, within the National Capital Region, there is certainly a certain level of anxiety through cuts with the civil service. It ends up becoming a direct impact on us.
The people who actually make the product, the painters, sculptors, and the photographers, have to work just as hard.
My name is Michel-Luc Belmont, and I'm a professional abstract artist. I've been painting, I would say, professionally for about 15 years, been making a living at it for about 8 years now.
Belmar says he spends more time doing business than actually painting.
You have to hustle around a lot, get your name out there. At the same time, you have to do your art.
Brenda Gail Warner is the owner of Guild Gallery 240. She started from scratch in 2008, putting together a show space in an old heritage home just around the corner from Saint-Laurent Plus Hill. 240 is more than a gallery. It's her home, literally.
I'm always working. The minute I get out of bed, I go to the computer and then off I go. That starts my day. There's no typical day. There's no real typical hours because I can work anytime I want, which means I work most of the time.
The hours are long and stability is a foreign concept, but these two gallerists agree. Hammer out a niche for yourself, and you can stay in business.
The gallery represents exclusively Canadian artists from coast to coast. We have a strong component of local contemporary artists, as well as representing established and emerging artists from across the country. The caliber of the art that we represent is one thing that I think does differentiate us from many other galleries.
To stand out, Warner has made her gallery into more than just a space to hang art.
People are drawn to this gallery for events, so I hold small 30 to 60 people events. I've had jazz concerts here, full jazz concerts, CD releases, weddings, like I say, bridal showers, anything you need, a wake.
Warner says Gallery 240 used to show new artists all the time, but now she's changed the business to focus on a select group of creators. They all work together, putting the Guild in Guild Gallery.
I just want my artists to stay with me. And I want to give them my full attention.
Surette works with a set group of artists, too.
We have a stable of artists that we represent. It is expected from our point of view, as well as from the artist's point of view, that they maintain regional exclusivity with us. That includes private sales arranged by the artist out of their studio, etc. That all comes through our gallery. The idea being that if we are engaged in the active promotion of those artists, that all of that business should be driven through the gallery as a result.
Working together with artists highlights what both Surette and Warner say is a critical part of the business. Relationships.
I just want to make the people I work with happy that they're all selling and they're all feeling like they're coming into an artistic environment, a creative environment where all of the artists work together here.
A client walking in the door, it's wonderful if you make a sale at that point in time. The real goal, however, is if that person is new for you, is to offer a level of service and a level of interest in their interests that assures that they'll want to come back.
Surette says Saint-Laurent Plus Hill has an advantage when it comes to those long-term relationships.
When you have been in business for decades, the opportunity to call on or to rely upon long-standing relationships with clients and collectors is strengthened. A younger gallery may have greater difficulties in that regard, having no history to draw upon.
It would be hard to say Ottawa's art scene isn't alive and well, and it's the artists and gallerists that keep it going.
there's really no secret to selling. It's just what the public likes, what appeals to them.
Just to sell an artwork is quite a high in itself, but to be able to do it on a consistent basis is quite an achievement, I think.
For Ottawa Insight, I'm Garrett DeVink.